1 Kings chapter 15. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam the son of Nebat, Abijam started to reign over Judah. He reigned for 3 years in Jerusalem. And the name of his mother was Maachah, the daughter of Abishalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he did before him, and his heart was not sincere with the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father was. For it was for David's sake that the Lord his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem, in raising up his son after him, and to establish Jerusalem, because David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and he did not depart from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, except in the incident of Uriah the Hittite. And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. And as for the rest of the affairs of Abijam, and everything he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam. And Abijam lay with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa his son reigned in his place. And in the 20th year of Jeroboam king of Israel, Asa reigned as king of Judah. And he reigned in Jerusalem for 41 years, and his mother's name was Maachah, the daughter of Abishalom. Now Asa did what was right in the Lord's sight, as David his father did, and he ejected the male prostitutes from the land, and he removed all the idols which his father had made. And as for Maachah, his mother too, he excluded her from being queen mother, because she had made a monstrosity for the phallic park. And Asa cut her monstrosity down, and burnt it at the Kidron brook. But the idolatrous raised sites were not removed. Yet Asa's heart was sincere with the Lord all his days. And he fetched his father's holy articles, and the holy articles of the house of the Lord, silver and gold and equipment. And there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. And Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah, and he built Ramah, in order to prevent traffic to and from Asa, king of Judah. And Asa took all the silver and the gold which remained in the treasuries of the house of the Lord, and the treasuries of the king's house, and he committed them to the care of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrimon, the son of Hezion, the king of Aramea, who was living in Damascus, and he said, "There is a covenant between me and you, as there was between my father and your father. Look, I have sent you a gift, silver and gold. Go and break your covenant with Baasha, king of Israel, so that I am rid of him." And Ben-Hadad heeded King Asa, and he sent the commanders of his forces against the cities of Israel. And he attacked Ijon, and Dan, and Abel-Beth-Ma'akah, and all of Kinnereth, over all the land of Naphtali. And when Baasha heard about it, he discontinued building Ramah, and he lived in Tirzah. And King Asa made a proclamation to the whole of Judah. No one was exempt, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and its timbers, with which Baasha had been building it. And King Asa built Geba of Benjamin and Mizpah with them. And the rest of all the affairs of Asa, and all his bravery, and everything he did, and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Except that in the time of his old age he had a disorder in his feet. And Asa lay with his fathers, and he was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father, and Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his place. And Nadab the son of Jeroboam became king over Israel in the 2nd year of Asa king of Judah, and he reigned over Israel for 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and he walked in the way of his father, and in his sin, in that he caused Israel to sin. And Baasha the son of Ahijah, of the house of Issachar, conspired against him, and Baasha attacked him in Gibbethon, which the Philistines had held. So Nadab and the whole of Israel besieged Gibbethon. And Baasha killed Nadab in the 3rd year of Asa, king of Judah, and he reigned in his place. And it came to pass, while he reigned, that he struck the whole house of Jeroboam down, until he had eradicated it. He did not leave anyone of Jeroboam's family with breath remaining, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke through the intermediacy of his servant Ahijah the Shilonite, because of the sins of Jeroboam which he committed, and because he caused Israel to sin by his provocative behaviour, by which he provoked the Lord God of Israel. And the rest of the affairs of Nadab, and everything that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all the time. In the third year of Asa, king of Judah, Baasha, the son of Ahijah, became king over the whole of Israel in Tirzah, and he reigned for 24 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and he walked in the way of Jeroboam and his sin, by which he caused Israel to sin.